morning. I'll need a hymn sheet somewhere. Thank you. If there's any more younger ones that want to come sit up front, don't be shy. Who has a song that they would like to give out to get started with? What number?
Number 8. What's your name?
Connor.
Connor. All right. Thank you, Connor. Number 8. If somebody would like to start that. Number 15. I'm glad you gave that one out because I want to talk a little bit about some of the things that are in here. And there's still room in the front row too, so if any more young ones want to, you want to give out a hymn?
Number 6.
What's your name?
Landon.
Landon. All right, number 6. Before we sing a couple more, I'll try to remember that. Let's look to the Lord first and ask for His help. Our God and Father, we thank You so much that we can be here this morning. And we thank You so much for the Lord Jesus Christ, because it's of what He did in His loving, coming down and going to the cross that we can be here this morning. And we thank You for these songs that we can sing about the Lord Jesus and about what He did, but also about Him coming back to take His people home. And this morning, Lord Jesus, it's our desire and our prayer that each one here, and we think especially of the ones in the front row, the younger ones, would know the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior. So we pray for help as we speak of Thee a little bit, Lord Jesus, and open Thy Word, that we would be able to concentrate and to listen to Thy Word, and that it might help us. We pray this now in Thy worthy name. Amen. Okay, before we sing another song, I have a question. It's probably a slim chance, but by any chance, is it somebody's birthday here today? On the front row, a younger one? No. Okay, that was kind of... How about, today's July 2, how about in the next couple of weeks? Is it anybody's birthday here in the first couple of weeks of July? You see one there? All right. When's your birthday? July 12th. Okay. What's your name? Abigail? All right. Anybody else? I know there's somebody else here, and he's right there. I don't know if he's going to put up his hand. Was there somebody else there? All right. You're Landon, right? When's your birthday? July 13th. Do we have a July 14th? Where's that pointing? Oh, right here. What? July 5th, okay. All right. Trevor? Yeah, I found out on Friday at the picnic that we shared the same birthday. We're both July 14th. I've got a few years on him, though. Okay, so we got Trevor, we had Abigail, there was Evan, and there was Landon. All right. I might ask one of you guys to come up in a few minutes. Don't worry, we're not going to sing for you. But I want to ask you some questions, if that's okay. So, you had a song, right? What was your song? Which one?
Blessed Assurance.
Blessed Assurance. Okay, I don't know. Does anybody know what number that is? Is it in here? We can probably at least sing a verse of that, Blessed Assurance. What's your name?
Logan.
Logan? Okay, Logan. All right. Could somebody start Blessed Assurance? Who has another number? You do?
21.
I should know your name, but I forgot it. What's your name? Elliot. All right. Number 21, please. We'll sing one more. Who has the last one? All right. Number 14. What's your name?
Tucker.
All right. Thank you, Tucker. Is there anybody here that... All right, Elliot.
Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. 1 John 2:15.
Very good. Anybody else? All right.
Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. 1 John 2:15.
Great.
If any man love the Lord, the love of the Father is not in him.
1 John 2:13. Great. That's very brave. All right. Do we have anybody else? All right. You want to say?
Whoever is not found in the book of life is cast into the lake of fire.
That's true. Very good. All right. Anybody on this side? You want to say it? Good.
You have another one.
Love not the world. Neither the things that are in the world. Any man love the world. The love of the Father is not in him. 1 John 3:15.
Thank you. You want to say it?
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved.
Acts 16:31. Good. All right. Is that it? All right. Oh, you want to say it?
Whatsoever believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:15.
Thank you. Okay. Let's turn to Matthew 22. And we'll read a story there. Matthew 22:2. This is the Lord Jesus. He's telling a parable. And he says this: the kingdom of heaven is likened to a certain king which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready, come unto the marriage. But they made light of it. They kind of made fun of it, and went their ways. One to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. And when the king heard thereof, he was wroth. And he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Then said he to his servants, the wedding is ready, for they which were bidden were not worthy. But they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guest, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he said unto him, Friend, how camest thou in hither, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. All right. So, we'll talk about this a little bit in a second, but is there any of those people that received the card who are having a birthday soon that's willing to come up for a couple of minutes and answer a couple of questions? They're not hard questions. So, we had Landon, Abigail, Evan, and Trevor. Any of you want to come up for a couple of minutes or not? Should I choose one? Are you willing to come up, Trevor? Oh, Landon. Okay, it's okay. You're off the hook. Landon is coming. Oh, and we got two. Well, that's good. That's going to work. All right, let you stand here. Like I said, it's going to be very easy. So you two are going to have a birthday soon, right? Is either one of you going to have a birthday party? Do you think you'll have a birthday party? You're not sure? You're not sure? You don't have birthday parties? Well, let's say you're going to have a birthday party. Otherwise, it wouldn't work, right? If you're going to have a birthday party, who are you going to invite? Who would you invite? You don't have to name names, but would it be your friends? Would you invite your friends to your birthday party? Yes. How about you, Landon? How many people do you think you would invite? Well, let's do it different. Who in this room would like to come to Landon or Abigail's birthday party? Do you think you'll invite all of them? Are you going to invite all these people to your birthday party? Sure. Might want to talk with Mom about that, but that's nice. That's good. Why would you not invite all these people? They're all nice people. Why would you not do it? Actually, it's good that Trevor didn't come up because he could actually do it. They have room enough. But we can't, right? How many of these people could you all fit in your house? Could you fit them all in at your party? I couldn't. Boy, I would have a hard time fitting in one section. All right. And how long is your birthday party going to last? What do you think? If you go to a birthday party, how long does it usually last?
3 hours.
About 3 hours? Yeah, I think my boy went to a birthday party a few weeks ago, and it was on a Saturday, and they were supposed to get there around 10 o'clock, and then they were going to have pizza together, and it says, come and pick him up around 1 or 1:30. So that's about 3 hours. All right? Good. You guys can go back to your seats. Thanks for coming up. Well, I want to talk about something a little bit similar. It's not exactly a party, but it's a wedding feast, and it's called the Marriage Feast of the Lamb. Now, when the brother called and asked me if I would have a word for the kids, I asked the Lord to give me something, and I started thinking about birthday parties and invitations. You know, the reason we're all here today is because the people of the Aberdeen Assembly invited us. Otherwise, I would be back home in Kirkland, going to meeting there. But we're all here because we've been invited by the local brethren. And so what I have here on this little card that some of the kids got, it's a little invitation. And it's an invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. You know, there's a day coming really soon that there's going to be a great feast in heaven. And you know, the first verse that was read on Friday at the prayer meeting at the conference here talked about the Father's house having many mansions or abodes, and the Lord going there to prepare a place for us. And because the Lord went there, and when He went to the cross first, all of us are invited to that great feast that someday will happen. You know, I don't think there's ever been a feast or a party in this world where everyone was invited. You know, this feast, the whole world is invited. You know, we had the gospel last night, and Brother Josh made it very clear that whosoever will may come. And so everyone here that can listen, that can understand what the Lord Jesus did, is invited to that feast. And so sometimes we have parties here, or we have a conference that we invite people to, but they're quite a bit different than this feast that's going to happen in heaven soon. You know, when we have a party here, like a birthday party, or even the conference, it's limited. You know, the invitation to come to this conference went out to many assemblies, and if everybody would have said, we're coming, at some point the brethren here would have to say, I'm sorry, but we're full. You know, we had a conference in Kirkland some weeks ago, and there was a point that I had to email people back and said, I'm sorry, I have to put you on the waiting list. We ran out of rooms. We don't have any more rooms at the hotel. But this feast will never run out of room. You know, we read it here about a king preparing a feast, a wedding feast for his son. And there's a story similar in Luke's gospel. And it says, yet there is room. And we sometimes sing that hymn at the gospel meeting, yet there is room. So, when we read that verse in John 4, maybe I should read it. In John 14, it's a well-known verse. In verse 2, it says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. You know, if you have a conference or even a birthday party, you make some preparations, don't you? You know, to have so many people here together, make sure they all have a place to stay, make sure they have a seat, make sure there's food. It takes a lot of work. Well, the Lord Jesus, He went to prepare a place for everyone, because everyone is invited to be with Him for all eternity in heaven. But you know what? I believe, and maybe somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, that place was prepared the moment the Lord Jesus went into heaven. Right? Why? Well, it says in the story that we read, all things are ready. All things are ready. When the Lord Jesus went back to heaven, after He had gone to the cross, after He had taken the punishment for our sins, after He had shed His blood to wash away our sins, there was nothing more that needed to be done for us to be able to go to heaven and to go to be with Him. And so on this card it says several things. It says, what are you invited to? It says, the marriage supper of the Lamb. And it says, where? In heaven. When? Very soon. Very soon. That feast that you're all invited to is going to take place very soon. You know, we often speak about the Lord coming back to take His people to be with Him, and that can be any moment. Well, I believe it's not going to be very long after that that we're going to have this marriage feast of the Lamb, because you know what? The Lord Jesus has been looking forward to this for 2,000 years. And just before He went to the cross, He ate the Passover with His disciples, and He said, with desire, I have desired to eat this with you. He really wants to be together with His people. He enjoys their fellowship. Well, He's looking forward to this even more than He was looking forward to eating the Passover with His disciples. How long is this going to last? Well, I wrote on here, for all eternity. The feast in itself is probably an event, but we're going to get to spend the rest of eternity with the Lord Jesus. You know, if you have a birthday party, you look forward to it, and even conference, you look forward to it for a long time, and you're excited about it, and then before you know it, it's over. You know, maybe this afternoon, and certainly tomorrow, many of us will be going away again to our own homes, or you know, wherever we're going, and the Aberdeen conference will be over for this year. But when this marriage feast comes, we'll be enjoying the Lord, and it will never end. How about that? Have you ever heard of a feast that never ends? You know, in the book of Esther, it speaks of a feast there, and I think it was 180 days that the king invited all the important people of the kingdom, and he had a feast for 180 days. I have a hard time imagining that. But this happy time, perfect time together with the Lord will never end. Who wants to go to a feast like that? I do. But then it says here at the end, what to wear. And that's important. You know, it says in the story, it says this. Oh, I'll have to turn back to it. So it says in verse 4 of Matthew 22, all things are ready. And then the invitation went out. So this little card here is an invitation. And I can actually hand that out to you, because the Lord has told us to go out with the gospel and invite people into this marriage feast. Isn't that amazing? That God wants to use us to hand out invitations to this whole world to come to the feast that He's going to prepare for His Son. You know, I can't hand out invitations for people to go to the White House. I can't do that. But I can hand out invitations for people to go to the feast that God is going to prepare for His Son. Isn't that amazing? And so, you can see in this story that the invitation goes out over and over again. It never stops. And I was thinking about that. What an amazing thing that is. You know, the Lord Jesus came into the world and people rejected Him and did the worst thing that they could to Him. And right after they crucified Him, what happened? The gospel started going out. Isn't that amazing? People did the worst thing they could to the Son of God, and God, because He is love, right after that, He started sending out the gospel, the glad tidings. What if you had a friend and he did something kind of mean to you, and the next week was your birthday? Would you be going up and say, hey, I want you to go to my birthday party? I don't think I would, if somebody did something mean to me. But that's not how God is, children. God is love, and man did the worst they could to Him and to His Son. And He says, now because I'm love, I'm going to invite you.